Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Peter Nicolaitis from the Fresh Ubuntu podcast, and I'm your host for this episode. Today, I am going to cover how to move your Firefox profile from one computer to another. Now, if you're like me, Firefox is your preferred web browser, regardless of what platform you're running it on. I run Firefox on my Linux desktops, my Macintosh machines, and my Windows PCs. So, one of the things that I like to do is maintain a consistent set of settings across all of those machines. And I'm not talking about just bookmarks, but add-ons and all sorts of other preferences. All of these things for Firefox are stored in a single directory. So you can basically, as long as you know where to find it, move your entire Firefox profile around from one computer to another. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're working on Windows or Mac or Linux. You can take all of your extensions, your bookmarks, etc., and move them to any computer that you're using, as long as you know where to look for them. And that's the trick. To find your Firefox profile on a Mac, it's pretty easy. Basically, if you open up your Macintosh hard drive, then open up Users, your username right there will be your home directory, and then Library, Application Support, Firefox, and Profiles. If you have only one Firefox profile, then there will be one folder there. And it usually is a random name. It's composed of a bunch of random letters and numbers. On my computer, for instance, my Firefox profile is named IJAWGK1.default. Okay, and that's on my Mac. So now you know where it is. Now, if that's the profile that you want to move to another machine, you would just open up that folder, grab all of the file's contents, and then, you know, maybe put them on a thumb drive or copy them across a network or store them in some centralized place and, name it something meaningful like Firefox profile. Then what you want to do is find your profile on your other machines. So on Windows, for instance, my profile is located under C/Documents and Settings, my username, which is Peter on my machine, Application Data, Mozilla, Firefox, Profiles. And again, if you have one profile on your system, you're going to see a directory under there, which again will be a random, gibberish. Now, it's not going to be the same as what it was called on the Mac. So here, for example, if you are moving everything out, you don't want to take the entire directory, the entire profile directory, that random alphanumeric string. You want to take whatever's in that folder and then overwrite whatever is in the other machine's folder. And what I generally do is I clear them out first. So on my target machine, I'll delete everything that's in that profile directory and then just take the contents of my source machine's profile directory and put them in there. So once you've found those, we should cover out how you find it on Linux. Now on Linux, the profiles are a little easier to find. In your home directory, there will be a hidden directory called .mozilla. And under that, you should see your profile right there. So again, just look for a .default. So like on my Linux box, my profile was named vkuuxfit.default. The name doesn't matter. As long as you can look at it and identify it as a profile directory, then you're all set. So once again, what I do is I generally fire up Firefox one time on a new machine, and then I go into the profiles directory so I know where I'm copying my files to, and I delete everything that's in there, and then I go back to my old Windows box or Mac or whatever I'm copying my profile from, grab up all the files, and either copy them over a network or stick them on a thumb drive, and then just dump the contents of that profiles folder into my target. The next time you fire up Firefox, it should look very much the same as it did on your original machine. And this includes if you have it configured to open tabs, for sites that you were last visiting, you'll get the same tabs opening up. All of your cookies will come along, so your stored passwords are all there, and all of your add-ons. And that's the biggest thing that I find is that, if my save preferences and stuff are there, it's just like coming home every time you fire up your browser. It's really nice not to have to reconfigure everything. So that's it. That's all you need to do to keep your Firefox profile with you when you move from computer to computer. You can do the same thing for Thunderbird, which we'll probably cover in a future episode. And there are also ways that you can use tools such as rsync to keep your profile synchronized with you automatically. But those are topics for another day. So that's it for this episode. Until next time, you can follow me at freshubuntu.org, that's the Fresh Ubuntu podcast, or on my blog at pn72.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.